I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're going to go in depth in our next segment on Test to Stay, the new CCSD policy. If your kid wants to stay in school, you better have a positive or a negative test. A positive test will not do. Anyway, we'll talk about that. But Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following a story that we've been following all morning, and it's out of Manila or out of, the Philippines, and I think it's Manila, relative to what the government is requiring of their people. And it seems to be spreading around the world that we're getting all these governmental policies that are just horrible.
What bothers me about this, Kevin, is it emulates all these loyal countries to the United States. The Western culture is under attack, and they're using the Communist Chinese Party tactics. And the Philippine federal government this week has ordered their local governments across the Metro Manila area, which actually contains about 17 different cities. Manila, a huge, huge area there. And they're going to start enforcing no vaccination, no ride, no entry policy on public transportation. That is a federal edict which was issued on January 11th in the Philippines. This is what's happening in Australia. It's happening in the Philippines. It's happening in France. It's happening in all these different Western culture countries where the governments are ruling with an iron fist, much like the old Soviet Union and Cuba and Venezuela. And, you know, you name the dictator that's taken over these countries.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. Well, we'll talk a little bit later on. We're running up against the clock here. Test to Stay. We'll talk about what that is and what that could mean to you, to your kids, to your grandkids, relative to their schooling. And are the schools really going to stay open? Are they going to reopen in 5 days? We don't know. They say yes. I'll believe it when I see the kids jumping on the buses. In my neighborhood. That's when I'll know that they're coming back. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, some good news. That disabled semi that we were talking about just a few minutes ago on Tropicana there at the 15 interchange has been removed. So you're clear there. But watch for some police activity there on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 eastbound just before the 15 interchange there. Multiple vehicles apparently involved in either a traffic stop or maybe a an accident of sorts, but multiple vehicles there on the right shoulder. And, of course, yes, you know that bridge reconstruction work continues on Interstate 515 both directions. That's between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. That project will continue throughout 2022.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
NFL wildcard action gets underway this weekend on Saturday afternoon. It'll be a 4:30 Eastern kickoff. The Bengals host the Raiders. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor on trying to break through Raiders defensive coordinator Gus Bradley's schemes.
They're a very effective defense. I think that he gets all the players to play to their highest potential, and it's a very difficult defense to face.
Raiders quarterback Derek Carr says his team isn't taking the Bengals lightly.
They beat us last time, and we know what kind of team they are because we played them, and they're super good, super talented, really well coached, like I said, and it'll be an exciting challenge for us.
It'll be an 8:15 Eastern kickoff for the Bills and Patriots in Buffalo. New England has 13 players that are questionable for Saturday's game. That includes starting left tackle Isaiah Wynn. The Bills didn't list any players on their injury report.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to have someone else say it. Because for some reason, when a random person talks about how great something is in a commercial, it's more believable.
I saved with a Progressive home and auto bundle.
And there you have it. I mean, I'm not sure why she's more believable than me, but either way, you get the point about the saving. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Attention Nevada Patriots, this is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's Live and Local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. We're feeling great. We're looking forward to a football-oriented weekend. I'm really excited. And those of you that don't know, yesterday I tested positive for COVID, and so I'm confined to quarters for 5 days. And simply put, I feel great. I mean, I really honestly do. I'm taking over-the-counter meds, Mucinex and stuff like that. But I'm doing it only as a precaution, and I feel remarkably good. I've got energy, no side effects, no nothing. I'm just waiting for 5 days to be over and to be able to be out amongst them, to rejoin society, shall we say. As we mentioned at the top of the show with Tommy White, this has been a miserable, miserable week for President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. It's been awful. And last night, this is like the cherry on top. And I don't wish senility or anything like that, or a drop in your cognitive skills. I don't wish that on anybody, because it's going to happen to all of us. if you get old enough. And this was Sean Hannity last night stating that, and this is cut one, stating that Biden is a cognitive mess. Listen to this.
Now, very frail-looking President Biden is unable to answer a single question about COVID-19 as this virus continues to rage throughout the entire country. We're now living what is an ultimate, sad, predictable, preventable nightmare. According to a new poll from News Nation, a large majority of Americans disapprove of Biden's handling of COVID-19. Keep in mind, even before this horrendous day for President Joe Biden, he was already polling at an all-time low. Yesterday's Quinnipiac poll had him at a 33% approval rating with inflation at 7%. That is a four-decade high, a 40-year high. And now his plan to eliminate the filibuster, that's dead. Build Back Broke is dead. His so-called voting rights legislation is dead. His vaccine mandate is all but dead as well, as the Supreme Court now is moving, put their ruling forward. Things are going so poorly over at the White House that reporters and the media mob are now openly wondering if Biden and Harris will even bother running for another term. And get this, today, Kamala Harris herself, she had a disastrous interview. She couldn't even answer that simple question. You decide. Take a look.
Are we going to see the same Democratic ticket in 2024?
I'm sorry, we are thinking about today. I mean, honestly, I know why you're asking the question, because this is the part of the punditry and the right. The gossip around places like Washington, D.C. Let me just tell you something. We're focused on the things in front of us.
Okay, that would be in front of you. Is that a no? Why are you unable to answer that question, Kamala Harris? Do you have some reason to believe that Joe Biden will not be able to run for re-election? Do you think he's not capable of being president? Do you think you're not capable of serving in the White House? Well, we'll have so much more from that train wreck interview coming up later in the program. But what's going on here? Of course, I think we all know the answer. Joe Biden is a cognitive wreck. It's more apparent than ever. Probably will not be running for re-election. Many people wondering if he can even finish the next 3 years of this term. And meanwhile, Kamala Harris is totally, completely, utterly out of her league and incompetent. Members of her own staff refer to her as a soul-destroying bully. They've been leaving in droves. They say she's too lazy to read briefing materials, and then she's lashing out at others when she's painfully unprepared. I don't know who's going to be on the Democratic ticket in 2024, but if they want any chance of winning, the DNC would be wise to kick Dumb and Dumber here to the curb.
Wow. Wow. And by the way, we're starting to hear from Democrat. My Democrat friends are saying, we got to do something about this. And invoking the 25th Amendment, I don't know what it's going to end up being. But at some point, they're going to have to pull the plug on this dynamic duo in our nation's capital. It's awful. And I say this as somebody who has a vested interest in Democrats doing the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. I really honestly believe that these people are driving our country. I mean, think of where our country was under Donald J. Trump. How the economics for blacks, Hispanics, Asians, all of us, and how good it was. And now look at what we've got right now. This is, you want to talk about a cognitive mess? This is, simply put, a mess. And it began with, withdrawal from Kabul, and I mean, it's just awful. I mean, it really honestly is. And every day, it seems to get worse. And now everybody and their brother is getting COVID. I got COVID. And the fact is, everybody is getting it. Tommy White says he's had to close his office down. Labor's Union Local 872, because they got so many people out. And everybody's afraid to touch anybody or shake hands or but they don't want to wear they don't want to wear a mask. I'm just telling you, it's awful, and it's getting worse. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. It's not nice, but I told you so. In February, I was saying that abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a cornerstone of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy, and that the Biden administration attack on the oil and gas industry would inevitably result in bringing that economic boom to a screeching halt. Reduced supply of anything always results in higher prices. But higher energy costs move through the economy like a tidal wave, causing price increases in everything, beginning with the price of gasoline for your car and gradually affecting even the price of groceries. Tractors burn fuel to raise crops. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have you with us on this Friday, get the weekend started edition of Live and Local. Our phone lines are open right now. In fact, we've just cleared them all out because I want to give everybody an equal shot at this thing. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to find out what this five-day pause means to you and your family, what adjustments you've had to make, all in the interest of COVID and the teacher shortage and what I view as mismanagement by the Clark County School District. They have totally dropped the ball, and now they don't have enough teachers, so they are closing the schools for 5 days. Will they be picking up in 5 days? I don't know. We'll find out. Gentleman Jim Dallas, though, has been tracking this story that he's been bringing you all morning, the Test to Stay program. Explain what that is.
Well, the way I see it here, it's basically if you're in a classroom and let's say little Johnny or Susie, they end up testing positive there and you're in the classroom with these individuals, then it's a voluntary program where you go, okay, so I was exposed to Susie or Johnny in that classroom setting at school. So now I will participate in this voluntary program, and I will be notified that I have been exposed to Johnny and Susie, who are positive. I have 24 hours to test, and if you're asymptomatic and you test negative, you're able to return to school. And if you refuse to participate in this quote-unquote voluntary program, then you'll be quarantined for 5 days, no questions asked. That's basically, in a nutshell, what they're trying to do here. And it only affects people in this in-school setting.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, you know, first of all, it took me 4 days to find testing. We were calling around like on Monday and Tuesday, and they said, "Well, we can get you an appointment for next Monday." I'm sick now. I told them I'm sick now.
Yes,
and I went to urgent care centers. We tried, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens. I mean, everybody, but nobody could get you in. You could make an appointment, but for next Monday or Tuesday. And I'm like, that doesn't help me now. I'm sick now. I've got the scratchy throat now.
Well,
anyway.
But the governor has ordered 500,000 at-home COVID-19 tests. Now, there are 300,000 students and 40,000 employees in the Clark County School District. So, I mean, I suppose you could send one, and then what do you do? So, every individual is tested one time. And you can't test them a second time, or maybe some of them you can, but that doesn't seem to be enough.
Well, and there is no consensus that these tests are accurate. There are false positives, there are false negatives. Who the hell is supposed to know?
And that's what we're up against here, because the testing has not been foolproof. And there are a lot of people, and the NFL's experienced this this year, where players, they're asymptomatic, but yet they test positive, and they can't play in the big game for that weekend for their team and their paycheck, which they probably make $300,000 or more for that game. So it's frustrating to everybody, I think.
Well, and by the way, how would you like to be placing bets? Well, excuse me. You do place bets. What am I talking about?
Yes.
What am I talking about? Let's name names here. No.
By the way, I got the Bengals tomorrow. I know Raiders fans are not.
You took the plunge, huh?
Raiders fans are not happy with me, but I'm going to go with the home team. It's been 30-plus years, Kevin, since the Bengals have won
in the playoff
game.
Yeah.
And it has a different feel this year. And the reason that it does is because number nine, Joe Burrow, is the difference maker. And I think he lifts all boats. You know, they say you, in a quarterback position, you hope to have somebody like an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady that makes others around them play better. He's got that it factor. Whatever it is, he's got it.
That's incredible. Did you go large?
No, I still haven't made the bet because it's trending my way. I'm going to do it.
Where is it now? Do you know where it is now?
It started at 6, then it was 5.5, and it was 4.5 last I checked.
Whoa.
Bengals minus 4.5. So I was waiting about as long as I could, but I'm going to go make my bet tonight when I get out of here.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you, you may be horribly disappointed.
If I am, at least I know that we have a good chance of being back next year.
And by the way, are there any prop bets that are out there that are worth even looking at?
I haven't, like I said, when I get out of here today, I'm going to go over and take a really good look at these. But those prop bets sometimes are really intriguing. And when they get to the Super Bowl, the one that I like to play is the shortest touchdown of the game be plus or minus a yard and a half. So, in other words, if there's an interference in the end zone, they're going to put the ball at the 1 yard line, and then if they go in and you take the over, then you're going to lose that.
Yeah.
I have won that on the Super Bowl many, many times. I think a lot of people have, I guess there's a lot of places that don't even have that prop anymore.
I've never heard of that one.
I'd rather have that one than the coin flip. I mean,
oh,
come
there
on.
You go.
Come
yeah.
on. I mean, you know, if you want 50-50 and you're really not putting any thought into it, yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be talking more about the big challenge for the Raiders tomorrow. This is going to be super. It's going to be wonderful. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers. Good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
A
few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received